Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 550. That would be like the old speed limit times 100 or something, I guess. And we are bringing you a show from yesterday's Living Smart Workshop. It was the fourth annual. It was held at the Martin Luther King Jr. Arts Complex. And I think it's going to be a good show. We had a lot of fun. We did a lot of hard work. My staff and I were at this Living Smart Workshop, which is kind of like a health fair, kind of a community fair, lots of fun and music and food. And we did free dentistry all day. And so we'll be talking to some of the folks that were there. I also visited the Franklin County Sheriff's trailer, which I didn't realize until I got there, had this ID card machine that we make for kids, and the Maria's Message driving simulator, which I did, and you'll hear about that in just a minute. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you'd please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. All past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com, and we're streaming live on Facebook. Let me remind everybody that we're going to give away free flowers in about 10 minutes. They'll be from DeSantis Florist, so just listen to what you're about to hear, and you'll probably be able to be the winner. So, yeah. All right, so we are at the fourth annual Living Smart Workshop. It's being held at the King Arts Complex, and me and my staff were there yesterday. We were doing free dental care, and my entire staff came out, which I think is awesome, and I want to thank all of them. Thank you so much for helping, and it was a lot of fun. We have, at the event, cheerleading groups, food, other vendors, community things. We have the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. I believe they're doing free fingerprinting for kids. I'm actually going to find out a little bit about that right now. And in the background, you'll hear music, because they have live bands. They make it a really nice event. All right, so hopefully you can hear me because of the music in the background, but I'm with Deputy Cora Day. She's with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, and you guys are here to do what?
We're here mostly just to be a part of the community, interact with everybody, but not only that, we're here providing child identification cards to the community, free of charge, always with the Sheriff's Office. We always have Maria's Message with our distracted driving simulator.
You have it here?
Yes, it's in the back of our trailer.
Well, maybe we could check it out.
Absolutely.
Help. Okay. So tell me about the child ID. Maybe we should go inside where it's quiet.
Sure.
So we're going to step into their mobile unit. You can now hear an echo because we're inside, so that's good. And so tell me, what do you have? It's a children's ID card. What is it composed of?
The children's ID card is just a small plastic card. It looks similar to...
driver's license?
I wouldn't say driver's license, but it would be more like a school ID. However...
Okay.
It does have child's picture on it. It has their name. It has height, weight, address, emergency contact information. And then on the back of the card, I can actually show you.
Yeah, I see you have one. Maybe I'll get a picture of it. Okay, so you have one that's simulated. That's for you.
So the back of the card says what to do if your child is missing. Step one, call 911. Step two, provide police with this ID upon arrival. And the reason for this is, obviously, if your child goes missing for any type of reason, you're going to be sort of in a panic state of mind. And with that, you may not be able to think clearly. We want to provide something that's easy to give to us so we can find your child faster.
Okay, good. And then what else, what other information would it have? So if they give you that card, it's got a magnetic strip. What does that tell them?
So, well, the magnetic strip specifically with a child ID card, because we don't actually have a database. It's too large for Franklin County. We just can't manage that type of system. But the additional information that we have on here, you can put, for example, our example is penicillin.
Okay, so, allergic to penicillin.
Correct. So if they're allergic to something, peanuts obviously is a huge allergy right now. Penicillin or any kind of other medical emergencies that we may need to be aware of. If they're on diabetic medication or any medication that's a life-sustaining type.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. Let me see the other side. So that's not you, though. Is that you?
That's not me. One of our volunteers volunteered to take her picture.
So we have a sample card with somebody else's picture and your name just for fun. Okay, so now what is this computer then types everything in, and you take their picture with this little camera, and then who carries the card? The mom.
Yes, whatever parent, legal guardian. We suggest keeping this card in a safe location that you would remember where it is in case a child goes missing. It is easy to keep just in your wallet somewhere. That's probably best, especially if you're out and about and something happens, like an event like this. If you're out, there's a lot of people here. The child may go missing at some type of park or outdoor event.
Okay. All right, and then you said you also have the Maria's Message driving simulator. I want to see this. Is this something that I can do?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to give you the microphone because you are now the interviewer and I'm the interviewee.
All
okay.
Right.
So what do I do?
Just have a seat, and then you can do a practice round if you want. And we have a cursor, or you can there's a cursor just next to the steering wheel. So that will help you select.
Okay.
So you can do practice, impaired, or distracted.
Do I hit it?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm gonna drive a little course. My turn signals are here. Look left, look right, exit. What is that? Those are lights? Okay. Do I have a gas pedal?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I have a gas pedal on brake, and I'm supposed to go ahead and practice driving on this road. Got it. Whoa, this is even hard. This is hard.
Hey, you just ran a stop sign.
Practice. This is supposed to be practice. I thought it would. Okay, let's try that again. So now it wants me to turn left, apparently, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a yellow arrow going, pointing to the left. Okay, so now I'm going to start off. And I'm going to go as slow as I can because I don't want to go up on the curb anymore or run a stop sign.
So if you see in the top left corner, it actually tells you what violations you've committed. So it says ran a stop sign.
Okay. So, and then I'm just driving along. It's through a neighborhood with homes in it. There are other cars. I can see cars in my rearview mirror, my simulated rearview mirror. And I'm trying to go slow now because the response time is relatively tricky. Okay, we're going around a corner, turning right, and I imagine it's a relatively short course, so...
Well, this is actually just the practice course, so this can go on as long as you would like. There is an escape button if you would like to try the one of the other simulations.
See if I can stop before this. There you go. See, I didn't run that stop sign. Okay, so now what do? We go to the cursor?
Yes, go to the cursor, and then... you can go up here on the keyboard and hit escape.
Okay, so I'm hitting escape. Okay, so now it's going to give me a chance to try the impaired one, right? I can click on that.
Impaired or distracted.
Which one should we do first?
Your choice.
My choice? Okay. Well, they're in order. Let's do impaired. And, okay, so now when I'm ready, I just start, right?
Correct.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's dark. It's nighttime.
Hey, what's going on?
We're in the front of a...
Thanks for picking me up.
Okay, so we're coming up to a stop sign, which I imagine everybody gets that one right, because it's the first one. I guess I stopped too soon, didn't I? Okay, now we're going to go. And it wants me to go straight, I see. Oh, whoa. This is really... take a left up here? Okay, here we go. I got to stop. Oh, I did that pretty well. But I can't really see the other cars. Why is that? I can't tell if anybody's coming. Where would I look? I think it's a trick. Okay, I'm gonna turn out and hope that there wasn't anyone coming. Oh, almost got the wall. Okay. Wow, this is hard.
So it's indicating that you've you've swerved and you're driving in the bike lane. So do you find the wheel a little more difficult with this one?
I do. This is really tricky, actually. This is for real, huh?
Well, and then you also have a friend talking to you and telling you things. So it's not only is it impaired driving, so it does have a little bit of distracted driving in there as well.
Okay, so this is assuming that I have been drinking and I have a friend who's talking to me. Okay, now it's saying turn left, but we're waiting on the light. We're behind another car.
Well, you actually have a left turn lane, and you have a green light on your left turn lane.
Oh. Well, that's funny. Okay, is that why I'm sitting here and it's just blinking? Got it. Got it. Let's see. But I can't see the light anymore. Okay, it's still green. Okay. Whoa. And there's a pedestrian. It's hard to see. Oh, I almost got the pedestrian. But I didn't. But I might still. Okay, let's try this again. And my friend's asking if I'm okay to drive. Asking if I've been drinking and I'm swerving and I think I just hit the curb and... yeah, that's making me dizzy. Okay, so basically at this point I can tell I can't drive.
Right. So at this point if you want to, you can exit the scenario if you want.
But if I'm really out driving, what should I do? Pull off the road if I'm in a real life situation? It doesn't appear to be a place to pull off.
Correct. So obviously in a real life situation, we would say that if you're drinking at all or impaired in any type of way, then we suggest not getting behind the wheel of a vehicle at all. Correct.
In the first place, but I'm kind of stuck here because I've got a curb, I've got a bike lane. But I guess I just pull over to the bike lane and let my friend drive.
Yes, I would say in this situation, as we're assuming that your friend is not impaired at that point, so I would say pull over wherever you can and as soon as you can, safely obviously, and have your friend drive if they're not impaired. Now, if they are impaired, then I would suggest calling someone who we know is not impaired.
Okay, that sounds cool. Now, I understand there are about 30,000 of these or 3,000 of these
now
around the state?
Sure.
Yeah, I was hearing on the radio the other day. Awesome. Well, thank you for letting me do that.
we also have One Step Up, which I wasn't going to throw at you, but we also have, we call them drunk goggles. They're actually distracted driving goggles.
Really?
That are blurred. Well, they're fetal vision goggles, if anyone's ever heard of those. Most of our kids who have had any kind of drug prevention, if we've been in their school, then they've seen those. They call them the drunk goggles.
Okay.
But yeah, they're blurred goggles, and it gives you a headache. We try not to let people wear them for more than a few minutes.
Okay. Because I need to be doing some dentistry here soon.
Okay, yes. Go ahead and take care of that.
How would you do driving this? This pretty much gets everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Again, it's calibrated to simulate you being some type of impaired.
Okay. Well, this looks like a really neat program, and it's wonderful what Dom Tabari and his wife are doing. Sad that it happened to their daughter, Maria. In fact, the only thing we can think of is that it was distracted driving because she wasn't drunk, right? She didn't have any alcohol or drugs in her system, if I remember right.
That's from what I understand as well, correct.
Right, and it was that she ran into a stopped vehicle?
I believe so.
Yeah, something like that. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay, and by the way, I don't drink, so I'm always the designated driver. My friends love me. Okay, so that was actually really fun. If you ever get a chance to do that, you should try it. It's really cool. And props to Dom Tabari and his wife for doing what they are doing. As I mentioned, we're going to have a Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and that's coming up soon. You're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. You want to remember about those child ID cards that Deputy Cora Day was talking about, the things that you would want to do when your child goes missing, which would be call 911. Present the police with the child's ID card when they arrive. Alert friends, neighbors, and relatives and organize a search. Check your child's favorite places. Those are the things you're going to want to do. But anyway, before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, before I give the question, let me give you the phone number so you can pre-program it into your phone. It's 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. Okay, so today we're bringing you interviews that I did at the 4th Annual Living Smart Workshop. We just heard from Deputy Cora Day about child ID cards. When a child goes missing, what should you do? A, call 911. B, present the police with the child's ID card when they arrive. C, alert friends, neighbors, and relatives and organize a search. D, check your child's favorite places. Or E, all of the above. All right, the winner's going to receive those free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have Linda on the line because Linda called in. I think she has the correct answer. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. What is the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
It's E, all of the above.
E, all of the above. Yeah, those ID cards are pretty cool. I think it'd be a great idea. I originally had thought they were fingerprinting kids, and somebody said, fingerprinting? Who would want their child fingerprinted? But anyway, it's a little ID card with their picture on it, so it's really cool. All right, well, Linda, hey, stay on the line, and let's get the info as to where we can send you those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And so now you're probably wondering, if you're just tuning in, why are we talking about drunk driving simulator and child ID cards, not dentistry? Well, it's about to change, but we were at the Living Smart Workshop, the fourth annual, and came upon that those devices, and I thought it was pretty cool. But now we're going to talk to some of the folks who came for the free dentistry that my staff and I were doing set up in my rolling studio motorhome. All right, so we just finished cleaning and examining and x-raying Gabriella's teeth, and Gabriella is healthy, we found out. So, Gabriella, you just told me that you're getting married when?
Next month.
Next month. What's the actual date?
We don't know yet.
You don't have a date?
No.
Oh, okay. You might want to decide kind of soon. You're going to have to decide pretty quick.
Oh, yes.
Are you going to go to the courthouse?
Yes, to the courthouse.
So was this the premarital cleaning?
Yes, it is.
Where's the honeymoon going to be?
I don't know. It depends on the law here, if I have to go back to my country or not.
Oh, okay. Where's your country?
Dominican Republic.
Okay. Okay, how long have you been in the U.S.?
A month.
Only a month? Wow. Okay. What brought you here? How'd you get here?
How?
No, I mean, why did you come?
To get married.
To get married?
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you known Virgil?
5 years.
Really? Yeah. Okay, how'd you guys meet if you live in Dominican Republic?
He always used to go to Dominican Republic, and I was his sister-in-law's teacher. That's how we met.
Interesting. Okay, so what's the dentistry like in Dominican Republic?
Excuse me?
What is the dental care like, the dentistry, down in your home country?
It is good.
It's good?
Yes, it is.
So the missing teeth that you have, you had them pull them instead of save them, or did they say we should pull them?
I don't know. I didn't understand that.
Didn't understand? Well, you're missing teeth, so a dentist must have pulled them, right? Did a dentist pull your teeth?
Yes.
So how come they pulled them instead of saving them?
I don't know, because I was very little, and I didn't know, but the last one I did was 2 years ago, and she had to do it because it didn't have any... remedy?
She couldn't save the tooth?
No, she couldn't.
Okay.
It was too late.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you need to start going on a regular basis, right?
Excuse me?
You need to go every 6 months to a dentist, right?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to?
I'm planning on doing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Well, congratulations on getting married. And very nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, say, can you say Dr. Kvitko in your language? What is your language?
Español.
Oh, Español. How do you say that? How do you say Dr. Kvitko?
How can I say?
How would you say Dr. Kvitko in Espanol?
Doctor?
Kvitko.
Kvitko. I don't know.
How do you say dentistry? Can you say dentistry?
Dentista.
Dentista. So I'm a dentista?
Okay, doctor dentista.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, I'm sorry, what's your name, please?
Sharonda.
Sharonda.
Yes.
Okay, and your daughter is?
Raven Elizabeth.
Raven Elizabeth. That sounds like you're in trouble. Does she always say Raven Elizabeth?
No, she just called me Raven.
Okay, so you guys came to the Living Smart Workshop. Going to get some free dental care while you're here.
That's for sure.
How long has it been?
For me, it's been a year since I've had my teeth cleaned.
Okay, and then we talked about the chip in your front tooth.
Oh, absolutely.
How long ago did that happen?
Maybe almost 2 years ago.
Okay. How did it happen?
Well, it's been here for a while, and it just keeps coming back because I can't find a good dentist to make it right.
Oh, okay.
Maybe today we're going to make it right.
There you go. We'll make one that stays on, right?
All those good commercials, we're going to make it right.
Okay. Sounds good. And Raven Elizabeth, you're going to get a teeth cleaning?
Absolutely.
Okay. Has it been a while for you?
It's been about a year or two.
So you're due for x-rays, too?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to get x-rays on you. We're going to clean your teeth. If we find something, we can fix it while you're here.
That would be so grateful for me.
Okay. And then we'll start with your filling, and then we'll trade or something like that. Okay, okay, Mom?
Just that.
Sharonda, we're going to start with your filling while Raven Elizabeth is getting her teeth clean.
Okay.
And we'll x-ray and so on, okay? So.
What about my filling over here?
You have one over there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it's killing me. Keep getting
You have one that's killing you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll x-ray it, and we'll tell you what it needs. All right, guys, so we're going to get situated.
Do you have my health card? I do have care source.
No, we're not charging.
Okay.
All right, so Sharon, as you know, we took a couple x-rays. You had a couple teeth that were bothering you. As it turns out, the one was so rotten it had infection. It had to be removed, so we removed it.
Yes, yes, you did.
The other one had a big cavity that went into the nerve and really would have needed a root canal, but you told me you didn't want a root canal because...
I just didn't want to go through no more. Just go and take it out.
Okay, so you had us take it out, and it was pretty bad. We had to cut it in half to get it out. We did eventually get you numb, right?
Right.
So my question is, how did you get to the point where you had these two rotten teeth in the first place? Like, what happens?
I have no idea. Probably eating too many candy.
Okay. Now, do you get to go to the dentist on a regular basis?
No, not on a regular basis, but I get this often as I can.
Okay.
You know, like once a year with my health insurance, something like that.
So the last time you went, did they know you had these cavities?
Yeah, they offered me the root canal also, but I couldn't afford it. My insurance didn't cover it.
So in your opinion, insurance doesn't cover enough?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
So if you had something you wanted to say to an insurance company, what would you say?
You know, help people out. You know, insurance people, you know, people need help. Help them out. And, you know, businesses need to come out and do what you do and give up free services to the public. You know, that helps also.
So we need more dentists to do that, too.
Yeah, that's what I just said. You need more dentists to get out, volunteer like you, you know, put back into the community.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And like I said, we're going to get you a prescription for something for pain and an antibiotic. Your stitches will fall out on their own, and you should be good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
It's a great day. Thank you.
All right, so here what she said, it's a great day when she was able to get two teeth extracted. Most people would not think it's a great day to have when they had to undergo a couple extractions, but she didn't have access to the kind of care that she needed. But I wanted to also explain, she was talking a little funny. She had gauze in. This was after the extractions, and so she wasn't able to articulate very clearly. She had cotton in her mouth. The other thing, we gave her prescriptions, sent her off to go get them, and she came back, and she said, my insurance doesn't cover the pain medicine. And I'm like, why? What kind of pain medicine? You know, what insurance doesn't cover pain medicine? Well, she has CareSource. You might remember she mentioned that. And so the pharmacist called. Actually, she came. I called the pharmacist, and I said, well, what does it cover? And they said, well, we can't tell you that. We only can type. If we type in the name of a drug, it'll tell us whether it's covered or not. So I had written Lortab. And I said, okay, well, let's find out if Norco's covered. And it wasn't. Well, let's find out if Tramadol is covered. It wasn't. Let's find out if Dilaudid is covered. It wasn't. Let's find out if Tylenol number 3 was covered. It wasn't. And my comment to the pharmacist is, so how are these people supposed to get along after having two teeth extracted? And she said, well, you know, it's this opioid crisis and stuff. I guess they just don't want these people to have access to narcotic painkillers. And I don't think that's fair at all. I don't think that's fair at all. Just because she doesn't have a lot of money because she struggles financially, that she should have to endure pain because she has CareSource. I don't know. I'm hoping the pharmacist was wrong. But what I did was, apparently the Lortab was going to cost her $33 or something to fill. And I said, well, how much for Tylenol number 3? Because, by the way, that's the only one I could call in. And she said $12.69. And I said, okay, well, I guess we'll switch it to that, and hopefully she can come up with $12.69. But I just think that's terrible, and if there's a pharmacist listening and you want to tell me that that's wrong, I'd be happy to hear that. I'd be happy to learn that it was wrong information I was given. Because when I said, well, what is she supposed to take? The answer was from the pharmacist was, well, I guess she's supposed to take ibuprofen. And I mean, we're talking Advil. Now, not that that's not going to help, and it's good if you're going to take your pain medicine, say it's every 6 hours, and you take your pain pill now, and then in 3 hours, take a couple Advil, and then 3 hours later, take your pain pill. Well, then it works. But on its own, in my opinion, I've just not seen it be the kind of, definite pain control that a person needs. So anyway, that's just, you know, I wanted everybody to know that story and how things went yesterday. All right, so I guess now it's time to go ahead and, you know what? Time to go to a break, right? Okay. All right, so let's do that, and we'll be back. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile, episode number 550. We'll be right back.
You can take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be. I'm a paper cup, baby, you're the sea. I know you see it too, because you're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 550, and today we are discussing the Living Smart workshop that my staff and I attended and provided free dental care to the attendees.
Okay. Huang Mingchen, yes.
So, what is your name again?
Huang Mingchen.
Oh, okay. It's hard for me to say that. I'm sorry. Yes. And what's your daughter's name?
Rebecca Chen.
Rebecca, right, Rebecca?
Yes, Rebecca.
Okay. How old are you, Rebecca?
I'm 13 years old.
13, okay. How long have you been in the U.S.?
All my life, pretty much.
All your life, cool. How long have you been here?
Started from 1986, probably 30 years.
1986, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So the school here first.
Okay, yeah. Awesome, awesome. So do you have any brothers or sisters?
Two stepbrothers.
Two stepbrothers. How old are they?
I don't remember their age because...
Are they really older?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, so they might be in their 20s?
20s and 30s.
Oh, okay, okay. Much older, much older.
Yeah.
Okay, what part of town do you guys live?
Upper Arlington.
Okay, good. And are you a physician or what do you do?
After I graduate, actually, I work for myself, by myself. Mainly, I do some kind of investment.
Investments? Oh, wow. So you know how to make people's money multiply.
I just buy mutual funds and like that.
And you work for a company that does that, or it's your own company?
I work for the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like a really hard thing to do. How do you know when it's a safe investment?
I'm sorry?
How do you know what's a safe investment and what's not?
Oh, safe investment, just buy a CD.
Buy a CD. Otherwise, everything else has risk, huh?
Yeah, if you go to stock market, there will be risk. You may lose money.
What's the company you work for?
No, just yourself. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And who do you work for?
No one.
I'm just teasing. Oh, she works for you?
Yeah.
Okay, Rebecca.
Wash dishes. maybe do some job related to the lawn.
Awesome. So, Rebecca, what grade are you in?
I'm going into ninth grade.
Ninth grade, okay. So you'll be going to, is it Upper Arlington High School?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. A Golden Bear.
Yeah.
Okay. We're almost ready for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for help.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate that for the free service.
Just a nice gentleman and his daughter. Very fun to help these people out. But that's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko. And visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.